Salam everyone. Welcome to our weekly conversation with Maitreya. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teachings first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures or satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously. Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya conversation room. We are here to discuss the new revelation. We hope that you all have gone to our website and have studied our teaching in a greater degree, and you have realized that indeed God has made it very clear this time that there is no doubt that this is a revelation by God for humanity to come together and become united and unified. Of course, that is the first step for each person to prove it to themselves and realize that indeed God exists and He is in charge and He's been guiding humanity for the last 12,000 years. And human history for 6,000 years is a lesson for human to learn that if God leaves them to themselves, they will create wars, destruction. And if you read human history for the last 6,000 years, it clearly shows that human, when they reject God, as it is shown in Old Testament, they fall into the lower nature and they will not progress toward the goal of life. Just like as well as they were with the Moses and they followed God's words and Moses, they were okay. The moment Moses went to the mountain and was a little late, they fall into the lower nature and they, you know, start doing ungodly things. And of course, that brings the destruction to humanity. And this is the lesson that man has to learn, that they need God and His laws and His guidance to become united and purified, and therefore the history will be full of unity, sharing, bringing the spirit of higher level of consciousness into man and creating the kingdom of God on earth, the kingdom that everybody, every man, woman and child will be provided with the physiological and safety need, and then they create the communities that everybody can meditate, awaken the spiritual forces, and based on the pure and purity of relationships and godly environment, so they can create children that they will be also nurtured and beautifully brought up in a way that they can become good members, productive members of the communities of light. So this is the lesson that we have been awakened into, and a revelation has been sent to us, and it has shown us that indeed the way is the eternal divine path. It is a path which each religion of the world have revealed one part of it, and therefore no religion on earth can claim they have the whole truth, because the truth only will come when this seventh revelation is revealed to humanity, and actually no man, no person on earth can understand the religion, they cannot understand the revelations of God to this point until they understand this revelational teaching and read through and understand the eternal divine path, and then they realize, yeah, that is where my religion, my understanding, my culture falls. And then, of course, they have no choice but expand themselves to other religions and revelation of God and realize that none of them has the truth. None of them has the ultimate realization of God until they understand our revelation and our teachings. And of course, the more humanity realizes that, the more humans we can attract to see this vision, and they take it and give it to other people, and eventually, of course, when we create the facilitating body on earth, we have an organized way to spread this teaching in a greater degree, so we can awaken humanity to understand that that has been the plan of God to this point. And the plan of God has been to show humanity that there is the eternal divine path that we have to realize and follow. And of course, not just realizing is not enough, but following it also has to come after realization of the vision. And those, of course, who realize it and come to it and follow it and become a part of it, they will become the first elect, the people who have been called to come together and help the realization of this vision. So God has been guiding man to this point, to this revelation. And now it is the end time. It is the time that humanity have to see that God is been sending all those revelations as a part of a greater truth, and they cannot follow their own will and whims, and whenever they do, of course, they fall. So this is the vision, and this is the revelation that all of us have to learn them in a deeper level and reach out in a greater degree to spread all over the world. Of course, this room is the conversation room of the mission. That means you can converse with me, and if you have a question or you have something to gonna bring up to everybody to in this room to our attention, so we can discuss it together. Of course, keep the questions in a higher level possible. So it's related to the mission, and it is based on our teaching. That's why we recommend everybody go to our website first and learn our teaching in a greater degree, and then come here. Just Kidding is asking, Salut Maitreya, you've said that this world is a relative truth but not a reality. Can you please expand on that? It is a relative truth, and actually, it is a reality, but it is not the ultimate truth. It is not the essence. Everything has been created from the essence, and therefore, since it is not the essence, it has been put together by the forces of the universe, and that is why these forces are always trying to go back to the essence that they came from. And that is why there is decay, there is destruction, there is wars, there is never nothing. Nothing in this universe is permanent. The reason it's not permanent because it has been created by forces which has come from the essence, and the whole universe marches toward returning back to that essence. Therefore, those who see this external world as the ultimate truth and become attached to it, and they want to be happy by being attached to this external world as a reality, they will be disappointed, because this is will not give you the satisfaction that your infinite spirit longs for. Your spirit has come from infinity. Of course, infinity, it is not explainable, just like God is not explainable. Infinity is an experience. When you experience infinity, you don't ask questions anymore. You know it is, exists. It is infinite. Infinity, God, and those higher level of realization of the spirit are the things that humanity have been trying to explain for last 12,000 years, at least for 6,000 years of history of man, and they have never succeeded. Well, eternity, you know, infinity, God, what are they? What is eternity? Eternity exists forever. How can something exist forever? You know, intellectually, it's impossible to prove that something exists forever, because whatever exists forever, it has to have a beginning and it will end. But when you experience the eternity, you have no doubt. That's it. It's there. It's no discussion about it. It's just something that you experienced it and you know it exists. And therefore, anything in this temporary or in this relative truth, which is created from the essence, seeks explanation, seeks to know the answers, but the answers also are limited with our intellect and mind, and infinity and God is beyond mind. How can you explain something which is beyond, you know, your realm of experience? Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. This day Elijah will precede you in coming to us. Is this correct? And if yes, who is he? Well, Elijah, of course, we know that Christ made it very clear that it was John the Baptist, and John the Baptist came and he came and claimed coming of the Christ or Messiah, and Christ came of Christ as Isa the Christ, and of course Jews and the people who he came for did not accept him, and great problem and great tribulation fell on those who did not accept the messenger of God. And of course this truth always is correct for all the prophets and the messengers of God. When they come, and they bring a new leap in human consciousness, and if humanity do not accept them, do not follow their call, those who reject him also will not progress in this evolutionary leap, and they will lag behind, and of course they will be not progressing to a greater degree, to go a higher level. At the time of Christ, of course, it was John the Baptist who came as Elijah. In my time, of course, there have been many people before me. Probably you can say more than one Elijah have predicted of coming of this revelation and of this truth and of this prophet. And you can see Baba, who initiated me and awakened me to a spiritual forces, was just like Bob, John the Baptist, who baptized Christ, who also, after he was baptized, he realized his mission and reached out to humanity. In this time, of course, God has provided more than one Elijah, therefore, also in 1982, there is a gentleman in England who went around the world and took ads in every major newspaper in every major city on earth and proclaim that Christ will appear in spring of 1982. And after we reached out, of course, somebody told us about this gentleman, and as John the Baptist did not accept Christ as the expected one that he was waiting for, so we can see that Mr. Krandas is not realizing that what he was saying was about this mission, not the one that is going to come from Himalayas and build his body, and he hasn't showed up, and I don't think he ever will. And therefore, he is missing the mark again in this life, as he missed it in the time, probably at the time of Christ. So there are more than one John the Baptist in this time that who came and predicted of the coming of this realization. Of course, there have been a lot of prophecies and foretelling of coming of this revelation, and there have been a scriptural backing of his teaching of the coming of the seven angels, opening the book of the book that sealed with the seven seals, and then the only person who can open it, of course, is the Lion of the Tribe of the Judah. The person who has to open it have to be from the Lion of King David and Adam and all that, which all has been proven and given to humanity in our website. Therefore, you can see that John the Baptist indeed come not only in one form, but more than one person. And actually, in this revelation, you will see it is much more supported than any other revelation before it. And there have never been so many signs that God has given to humanity, make it very clear to them, this is it. This is the one that God has been predicting to come. And therefore, as I said, anytime a prophet comes and brings a revelation to humanity, if those who reject him, the great tribulation and the day of reckoning will come into them. To this point, each revelation comes for a specific people, just like the Islam came for Arabs, Christ came for Jews, and the children of Israel, and but this revelation has come for the whole humanity. This is the only revelation which has not come for a specific people, but it's come for the whole humankind. And that is why I didn't receive this revelation where I was born. I received this revelation absolutely opposite to where I was born and raised up. And therefore, it is not a cultural or a specifically, revealed to a specific people. This is an universal, it is the ultimate truth for humanity, and those who understand this teaching, will be absolutely cleared and cleaned and purified from any dogmas, any obstacle in their understanding of God and His revelation. They no longer feel they belong to any culture or boundary on this earth. They belong to the whole earth. They belong to the whole universe. They expand their mind and they see God is everything, and therefore they treat the rest of the humanity as brother and sisters, and come together and realize they all marching toward the same goal, and that is to return to Godhead and oneness with the essence which is permanent. That is the only thing is permanent in the universe, that essence. If you become one with that essence, you have reached the truth and reality of life and the goal of life. And all those who become attached to this external world and see this external world as the only truth, and they become so engrossed in the illusion of separation from God that they don't even believe or know that, that essence exists. So that essence doesn't have any shape, doesn't have any form, doesn't have any name, doesn't have any vibration. It is absolute stillness in the universe, or the witness entity of the universe. And that is the goal that in our meditation we reveal to humanity. And we can see that when you reach that essence between breathing in and breathing out, then you can meditate all the time. Of course, we have this gentleman from the Christian background, and he says, I am the way and the truth, and that the Christ said, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's exactly what we say too, like, right? and there is no one who goes to the Father but through this mission and this revelation, and all those who before us will not succeed, because the Word of God said, the only people who will come to me, those who will realize the seven seals and the seven revelation of God, and they realize that what is the eternal divine path is, and they follow it. And therefore, not only Christ said that, Prophet Muhammad also said the same thing. He said that God told to him, listen to my prophet, whatever he says is from me, and follow it. All the prophets said the same thing. And if you want to expand your consciousness and understanding, you have to go and realize this teaching and expand your realization that, see, that God does not change his mind. God does the same thing over and over, and he has been sending the prophets to humanity that will bring this revelation to me. It's based on words, God's words. If you want to really understand the truth, you have to understand our teaching, like, right? Otherwise, of course, you know, you can say whatever you want to say and believe that you know the truth, which is not based on the Word of God. The Word of God clearly says no one knows the truth or the mystery of God until the seven angels come. Christ never claimed that he is the seven angel. Therefore, he could not have given you the whole truth. Actually, he said himself that I will bring later that things that I cannot tell you now, or you cannot understand it at this time. Okay, the rule of this room is you ask one question and you wait, and you ask, then you receive your answers. You can type your another question after that. So don't keep typing question. That is a warning. Therefore, stop typing, and after your question and answer, you can type again later. Zanjani, sir, are you Tabis? Do you belong to Shambra? What do you mean by that, Zanjani? I suppose you are from Zanjan, that you call yourself Zanjani. Probably that's your last name. And if you explain, you tell me, yes, good. Good, Zanjani. Welcome to our room from Iran. And if you tell me what is Tubiz or Shambara, what do you mean by that? If you explain a little bit, I'm not familiar with those groups, and even you can raise your hand as you were instructed, and you can tell me, explain it to me in a deeper level. Bright Light says, okay. Please don't send any virus or anything toward this thing, and it's not going to be accepted, so you're wasting your time. Raja says, why don't we join hands? Muslims, Jews, Christians, and Hindus, and to the Antichrist. That would be great. Antichrist is the external world, is delusion or illusion of the separation from God. If you read the even Paul itself says Antichrist is even now with us. It's not have to come. It's not a human. It's not a man. Of course, it could be. Anybody who denies Christ, of course, is an Antichrist. Whoever denies God is Antichrist. And therefore, they have to be realizing that the God exists and come together and become one. Absolutely, we agree with you. Let us all hold hands, join hands, and understand that no Muslim do not deny Christ. Okay, let me see. Deep Cover says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished as he had declared to his servants, their prophets. Exactly, Deep Cover. I don't know why you have to have a deep cover. There's nothing to cover here. You can come out of your cover and be with us as a elect. That was wonderful. That was said exactly. That is one of the sentences that says nobody knows the truth until the seventh angel or revelation comes. Also, it gives the vision to Prophet Daniel, and other prophets and tells them, seal the vision, because it's the vision at the end time, and it will not be revealed to man until the end time of coming of the seventh revelation. Of course, Adil Dharma is correct. That verse is 10:7, not 12:7. So if you want to find it, it's in 10:7 in the Revelation that it says. Many places in the Bible, it is revealed clearly that the vision and end time, nobody knows that vision until the seventh seal is open, until the tribe of the Judah opens the book with sealed with the seven seals. And therefore, anybody, no matter who they are, anyone who claims to know the truth or end time or the vision of what is going to happen are not correct. That's fine, it's alright, deep cover. Just for the correction, that is correct. It's 10:7, so everybody knows that. So so everybody in the world should realize that. So Prophet Muhammad didn't have it, Christ didn't have it, Buddha didn't have it, Baha'u'llah, Bab, none of the prophets before the seventh revelation knew the whole truth until this revelation comes. Actually, after you study our teaching, then you realize, wow, yeah, that makes sense. That is a scripture based in the Word of God. It has fulfilled the prophecies. I have no choice but realize what God has been doing and accept it. Therefore, that is the call to all of you, to go, to study, to, you know, absolutely see the vision and the truth, and eventually come to that conclusion, is this the truth or not? Of course, if it's the truth, you have no choice to come and accept it, join it, and help to spread it, and get other people also to see the truth clearly. Of course, if you came to the conclusion it is not, then we leave you to God, and you know, we don't even judge you, because God will judge you harshly for sure, because a prophet came to you with a clear sign and called you to come and join his last revelation and the truth, and you denied him and his messenger, and of course the state of such a person is not going to be very nice, as just that gentleman said. Then Christ come, and those who do not accept him will be greatly suffering, because they will not progress in this leap of consciousness of humanity, and they will lag behind. And anybody, of course, lag behind is like a dinosaur who lag behind, and they could not go to the next state of evolution. So even evolution is created by God, and it's not something that God didn't create it. God created the universe to go in an evolutionary process. Okay, a question is, Muslims deny Christ? They don't. They do believe Christ. They don't. They deny that he died. Muslims are not the only people who believe in that. Rosicrucians and other groups who also don't believe that Christ died. They believe that he still was alive and they took him about, you know, from the cross. But it doesn't really matter. We explained it many times. The most important is, what was his message? Why Christ came? Why he came here for? He came to bring the message of the sacrifice. He came to gather the lost tribe of Israel, which were the people who came to Europe. And he came to release the grace back to humanity. That's why they didn't need to do all that elaborate sacrifice, animal sacrifices that the Jews were doing. So they were completely free. That is why we can receive the Christ easily to us. Okay, Adel, let me go through this question a little fast here. Jews deny Christ, yet actually Christ came for them, and they didn't accept him, but that was prophesied when he comes, he will take the kingdom from them and give to another people. He did, he gave it to Muslims. And that is prophesied. You see, you have to, these are teaching. If you do, these are going to be answered for you, and it's going to be answered, and you will know what exactly God was doing. You know, when Jacob gave the scepter to Judah, He said the scepter is going to stay with him until the Shiloh comes. And Shiloh was Christ, and he came, and scepter was taken away from the tribe of Judah, which is from Jews from the Judah tribe of Judah, and give to another person. Hindus deny Christ. Hindus even don't care. Hindus are not that much in Messiah thing. They have absolutely different. Again, they are explaining why they don't care. So again, you have to read our teaching, the teaching, and you will see. That is why this is the explanation of the seven angels. Okay, please don't type anymore because I'm going to miss your questions if you type anymore. My screen is full right now. Let's go to Adele and see what question does he have. Go ahead, Adele.
Salam, Masriya. I've been looking into the Baha'i Faith and I learned some ago that Bob used the five-pointed star as a symbol of the Bob faith, or Bobby's faith. I was just wondering, I was looking at the fourth sign, and in that sign, the sign of Islam, there is a five-pointed star. Is that a link to the Baha'i faith, to Bob, or is that not related? Thank you.
Could be very well the five star that they use. Of course, the Muslims don't have that five star in the middle of the crescent sign. I think they have just a dot or something like that there. And then, of course, it reveals that that is what exactly it is. That five star is switching out the five star with the point toward the heaven. Is man reaching to God, and then that is turned around, and the top of the five star reaching toward the earth, it is the fallen angel or the people who use the power to gain some powers into from the external world or creation, and it goes with the sorcery and kind of a magic powers and using of the greater power of God for selfish gain, and of course that bring great destruction. So that star, which is five pointed star, can be very well the one that Bob used. I have never seen it. When we were in user groups, we participated in user groups in internet for a while, and we created a big splash, and lots of people, you know, were sending back and forth, you know, thing, and arguing about the religion. As you see here, people come also, and they believe in a very specific part of the greatest sign, and they think they know the whole truth, and they don't, of course. The only people they know the whole truth is when the seventh revelation comes to humanity. So I have not seen exactly what Bob used, but your realization or your understanding can be very much that's what he used, and that's actually one of the people in the news group brought it up, that originally the symbol that Bob used was the five pointed star, not the nine pointed star that Baha'u'llah used. Of course, it could be said that both of them is correct, because the five pointed star is the man reaching to God, and of course that's the spirit of man, and the nine pointed star is the end of a period, because nine is end of one numerical period, from 1 to 9, and then 10, of course, it starts again with 1 and 0, and 1, 1, 1, and 1, 2, and on. Therefore, in numerology, 9 is the end of a period, and of course, with the revelation of Bab and Baha'u'llah, the spiritual realization and expansion of the mind came, and who is an elect was revealed. If you follow the first revelation that came to humanity, then you become an elect. And of course, Bab and Baha'u'llah brought that end of that realization. So therefore you can say both signs are correct. The five pointed star, which very well might be the same five pointed star in the Islamic sign, and also the nine pointed star, the ending of the creation of the elect. But I have never seen the five pointed star that Bob used. Actually, I'd like to find out the original bayan, if anybody has them. We have not been able to find the original bayan anywhere. Some Baha'is say they do have them, but they never offer to, you know, provide it for us. If anybody has the original bayan, if anybody finds it in Iran, I don't know, Zanjani, are you in Iran or are you in somewhere in out of United, you know, Iran? If you can find somebody who has the original bayan, we will digitize it and give it back to you. But we like to know exactly, especially the Persian version of it. We can, if we can have it, if you know somebody has it, we would love to have it and digitize it and look at it. So we haven't seen really the original bayan which Bob wrote, and apparently you cannot find it. It goes very well with the history of Baha'is, that after Baha, they tried to completely destroy anything left from Bob after that. That's great, then, Johnny. I appreciate that. If you got it, you know, just send an email to bayan@maitreya.org. If somebody wants to, you know, type that link for him. Yeah, not the one that Baha'is have, Zanjani. I'm looking for the originally, when the, if you know some Babis in Iran, they probably, you can find it there from the Babis, and they might send it to us, and we give it back to them. Just we can digitize them and have them. Okay, when is the coming 2007? Okay, there's some other question that we missed before. When is he coming? 2007. He is here. This is him. Zanjani. It is not to wait for anybody else. That is done. It is finished. The revelation has come to humanity, and it is done. So it came in 1982, and it has been here for more than 25 years or so. So you can just relax and go to our website and realize the truth that have come to man. Okay. Yes, I know. Yes. Okay. I don't know they, but I know this. Okay. All right. You are talking to someone else in the room. Okay, the people who asked those questions and typed those things, they are no longer with us. I don't think there is any other questions here on the text. If there is something I missed, I appreciate somebody post it for me. So, it is the revelation that all of you have been called to come and see, and it is wonderful. And let's see what Zanjani has to say. Go ahead, Zanjani.
Salam, Harut al-Khura. So I believe you are from Iran, and this is very interesting. I came along to another group which they call themselves Crimson Circle. I will type the name for you.
Okay.
And they are suggesting your type of meditation, breathe in and breathe out. And I'm just a little bit puzzled. According to the biblical books, the end of the era of the human life is 2006. And I want to listen to your take on that. And Crimson Circle, they believe is 2007 is the last stage. So I want to know what is your idea on that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Zanjani. Yes, I am from Iran, and I was born in Tehran. And when I came to the United States, of course, this revelation came to me, and it's a long story. It's in our website. You can go and read it there. And I do expect a lot of people take a part of our teaching and try to pass it on as their own. The way of the meditation that has been revealed to humanity now, it was not on earth. So anybody who is using it probably have gone to our room and learned it from our meditation room, and they are going and giving it away to other people, or maybe they received it by themselves. I don't know even this group, but the point of how did they come with the idea that it's going to be the 2007, because there have been many people through history that they predicted that the end time to come in a specific time, and it never happened. And of course we do not believe that the world is going to finish, not at least for another 1,015 years or 1,014 years from now. Even we don't know when it's going to, what is going to happen in that time. So those who predict the end of the human life, you know, they are absolutely incorrect, because when it says the end of time, it talks about the end of the period, the end of an era. And we are going toward a new era, which is called the golden era. And that time, humanity will forgo all the dogmas and all the belief that separates them from each other. And they eventually realize there's only one God. And there is all, they all are from same essence, and they cannot be separated with anything. Actually, there is no part in the universe can be separated from any other part, because everything is God. And how can I have a revelation that separates me from you, or separates me from another person who is Jews or Christian or Hindus or Buddhist and all that? Golden era, right? Exact era, not area, era. Somebody wants to write that golden era for him, that he, you know, it's not area, era, okay? Golden era, as reminded on another era, not area, era, golden era, means a period of time. So, that is what is coming. It is not that it's going to be ending the world and the world is going to finish. That is a Christian and many religions concept that is going to end, but not according to God and His revelation, because after the seventh angel, indeed, it's going to take around 1,000 years for the elect to become the sons of God, and at this time, of course, what is going to happen will be revealed to us in 1,000 years. So that people or group that are teaching that, you can ask them what prophecies they have fulfilled, where they got their information, and how and why. What is this credential? Of course, we believe in by the time 2017 or 2018, our teaching will be so well spread that there is no point of return, and humanity eventually have no choice but to come and see and realize the word and the work of God, and understand this is indeed the last revelation from God to humanity, and they will come together in that time. But that even in 2017 and 2018, we do not teach that the world will end. The world will not end. Still, we have at least around 1,000 years to go. So those people are absolutely incorrect, and you will see the 2007 will come and pass, and nothing will happen. Because what they say is not based on the scripture, is not based on the word of God, and nobody knows the truth but the revealer of the word of God. And our teaching is based on that word. And God says after the revelation of the seventh seal, there is a period that eventually this teaching will fill the whole earth, and the kingdom of God will come to earth, and that kingdom will last for 1,000 years. And after 1,000 years, there is going to be again a period of fall of man, and after that, of course, will be the kingdom of God forever. Will that kingdom be on earth, or we all leave and go to pure consciousness and be with Him forever in heaven? That will be revealed to us in 1,000 years. In that time, of course, we all shall return, and the new revelation will tell us what will happen after that. So there are a lot of gurus out there. There are a lot of claimants out there that they claim to be Christ. They claim to know the truth. They claim their religion is better than anybody else. They claim they are the Messiah. But you have to look at the credentials. We like to see if they have fulfilled the prophecies. If they are from the tribe of the Judah. Are they open the seventh seal, a book sealed with the seventh seal? Did they reveal the mystery of God? Explain the revelations before it? And if you go to our website, if you study our teaching, and you really understand what we teach, then all those teachings that are out there lose their light, and they become like a candle in front of a sun. You cannot even see them anymore. They are absolutely colorless and lightless. This is indeed the sun that has come to man, and it is warming the heart of many, and will awaken in them, and those who of course do not understand them are blinded with it, and even will fall to greater darkness. And that is the truth of the matter. It sounds a little cruel probably to some people, that how could, you know, the revelation of God even make some even go deeper in darkness? But that sun does. If you look at sun directly and you don't have the protection or the training how to look at it, of course you become blind. So if you understand this teaching, you will not really be that much interested to know the other groups, you know, what they say. Of course you can if you want. There's no control here in anybody. But eventually, if you realize yourself and saw the vision, the truth that have come from this revelation, you will be amazed. You know, how can so much truth come out of one person or one revealer? And that's what God said. God said at the end time, you know, the seven angels will reveal the whole truth. And as we explained last week also, you know, many people say that it has been predicted that all the truth will come before the seven angels. It's going to be two parts of the 27 part of the truth. And when He comes, He reveals the rest of the 27, the rest of the 25. And indeed, that makes a lot of sense, because it's amazing how many questions have been answered, how many explanation has been given, and how many questions have been thrown into at you know, me or here in this mission, and the answer always been acceptable to the questioner. They always said, yes, that makes sense to me, and it is the truth, and therefore it is the truth. It is here, and it is called to you and everybody else in this room and on earth to come to see. They don't have to fight, you know. If they understand the explanation we gave, there is no separation between Jews and Christians and Hindus and Buddhists and Muslim and Baha'is, and all of them are a part of God and His revelation, and they can relax, they can come, they can see, they can come together and create an environment that they can progress in a greater degree. But the question is, would they listen? Would they come and go to our website, our teaching, listen to these lectures, understand our teaching, and then say, yeah, I am a Muslim, with this I'm going to become a better Muslim. I am a Christian, with this I'm going to become a better Christian. I am a Jew, with this I will become a better Jew. And on, or Buddhists, or Hindus, or Baha'is. You know, all of them can progress and become a greater in their religion as they are now. And they eventually realize there is one God. send all this revelation. There is no separation between them, and therefore they have no choice to come. Case comes to plan and to come. How about just kidding? Why don't you take the mic and let us hear you, your question. Go ahead. Take the mic. That's right. Can God?
Yes, but just want to ask, to know God's holy name, can we achieve this by just following the EDP, the Eternally My Path, or do we have to be initiated into the mission? If mission's main goal is to propagate the teachings of Maitreya, but knowing the God's holy name itself, can it be achieved through the EDP? Thank you.
Of course, by grace of God, everything is possible, but probably I should have explained in last week when I said you can get initiated in a little more deeper level. Those who really ask for initiation in the mission are those that they have familiarized themselves with the teaching in a greater degree. They have tested their spirit, and they have come to the conclusion, yes indeed, I trust this spirit, I trust this revelation, I can see the vision, and my heart is 100% is with it, and I am ready to commit myself 100% to it, and therefore I have no question left but, you know, jumping into this fray or bandwagon or this truth. And of course, the person who asks to be initiated expected to that they have reached to that point. If they have not, of course, they can still, in a greater degree, help the mission and progress in it little by little until they reach a point that they do feel that yes, indeed, they are part of this teaching and that. Will God reveal the holy name to you if you just follow Eternal Divine Path? He might. You know, it's up to him. It is really his holy name, and of course he can reveal it to you. But is it just like asking if you can become a doctor in chemistry by going to the library and study the whole books in the library about the chemistry and eventually become and give yourself a doctorate degree. You might succeed. You might go and put effort and become a doctor in chemistry without going to school. But of course, it's much easier if you go to the elementary school and then go to all the 12 grades and then go to the university, get your bachelor degree, master degree, and then become a doctor in chemistry. They have already gone through it. They have already studied it. They have. They will bring you the essence of what will help you to get there as fast as possible. So, will God reveal to you the holy name? He might. I'm not saying he might not, but will he or not? That is the question. And also, how do you know you received the holy name? Even if he give it to you, or whatever you received, is it the holy name or not? That is really the question you'll ask yourself, and the receiving of the holy name, of course, is not the goal. The goal is the seeing the vision, seeing the truth that has been revealed to humanity, and following the eternal divine path and being the kingdom of heaven on earth. And of course, if you follow eternal divine path, you do have no choice to be dedicated to mission 100%. And of course, if you have reached that point, then, you know, the rest is going to be not very difficult. But the goal is not to get initiated. You don't have to be initiated to be in the mission. Initiation is for the people who are at 100% dedicated to the mission, and they want to work with me in a very close way, and then we can create a facilitating body so we can create an organized way to spread this mission to every corner on earth. So that is really the part that initiation comes in the mission. It is when you reach a point you really want to work very close with me, and therefore it is a period that we get to know each other and we create a rapport with one another, and we reach the point that eventually we say yes, we can work together very well, and therefore the next step is to create the facilitating body. But anybody can help the mission, anybody can see the vision, anybody can be in the mission, even if you're not initiated. I hope you answered your question. But real following the eternal divine path revealed to the holy word, it might not. It's up to God absolutely. But he gave the holy name to me and told me initiate people with it. The really conclusion is yours, and even when you get it, how do you know is it the holy name or not? But it's not really that important. It's most important is see what is the message God gave to humanity. Zanjani asking, sir, do you have church in Washington area? No, we do not have anything in the Washington area, but we do look for people who are called the contacts, and the contacts are the people they love the mission, or they like the mission, and they want to be a contact in their area. What they do usually, they have our literature, at least our announcements. It depends on how far they want to go. They become a contact person in that area. They try to reach out to their community, because we cannot reach everybody with the internet. First of all, not everybody has internet. Second of all, even those who have internet, they do not come to count us to come here. So, or they don't know where our website is. Even when they go to our website, some of them even don't stay more than a couple of seconds or minutes, and even some of them have a problem even getting in, because you know technically they are not that connected to the website before I did. So there is a lot of reason they probably not going to be connected to us through internet. The contact people are the people who become a contact of the mission to in their community. And they, of course, reach out to the community to give this message to as many people as possible. They can start from their family, their friends, their relatives, their anybody who can listen, you know, and if they didn't listen, go to someone else. You know, it's God works in a way that we sometimes do not understand, or do not realize that it's more effective. Sometimes our family actually might not listen to us as good as a stranger, because our family know us and they do not believe that we can, you know, teach them or guide them. They think, you know, that they have been with us for all our life and they have seen our falling, so they cannot accept that. We are in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It is in the United States, and of course if you are in Washington, we are in the same country, but of course United States is very huge. But we are in the southwest of the United States, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of course, New Mexico is the south of Colorado and the west of Arizona and east of Texas. So probably you can find us in the map of the United States if you want to know exactly where we are. But we do have contacts all over the, you know, in many nations, and also all over the United States. We have contacts in Florida and other states, in Pennsylvania and other states. So if you want to become a contact in Washington area, that's great. You know, if you like the mission, go to the website, read more, become more familiar with the truth of it. Do you have a workshop there? We do not have a workshop per se, but we do have a gathering, yearly gathering called the Feast of Tabernacle. And in that feast, of course, is a week long, 8 days of the gathering together. And in that feast, of course, we practice practices of the mission, we meditate, we share food, we gather together, and we spend a week together in September or October. You can go through the website, it changes every year, because it follows the lunar year instead of the solar year. So every year is 10 days less, and then after 3 days, it goes back 1 month. It jumps the 1 month ahead. So every year is different time. So if you want to know the timing, go to our website and go to our more information, and go to yearly gathering of us. That is when most of the people come together and have a 1 week great celebration together. And anybody who's been in that week of celebration, they have enjoyed it. They have really appreciated a week of absolute wrapping up in the mission and joy and sharing and being together. So we invite everybody actually come in that feast together. Public welcome there. Yeah, people are, of course, we rather see everybody who come, you know, at least they know the basic teaching and they understand the, you know, base of the teaching, and then they come, of course, they feel more comfortable here. We do practices that it seems a little different than regular day-to-day life. Of course, they don't have it all the time. And if somebody gives the feast, the URL of the feast, in the room, so people can click and go and see what the time is. I think that you can find it in the website at the left menu under more information or something like that. And then it says yearly gathering. But if somebody, you know, posts it in the room, that would be great. If you have the if you go to www.mytorah.org, then go English, and then if somebody put the URL for the specific that page, that would be great. And if you go there, of course it gives you the time for this year, and it's a fantastic time to come together and learn and see people in the mission and get to know them and become familiar with each other. There we go. Yeah. No. There we go. That is the last one. That's the one Shirin put it. Feast announcement, SDM. In that room, go ahead and you can see the timing for our gathering. Really, we don't have any workshop because it's something that comes from your heart. And this is the workshop, probably. We can come closest. Coming to this room, and we can talk about this thing together, and you ask questions, and I explain the eternal divine path and how all the religions are unified, and why we believe that we have the last revelation of God. And also you can see the signs of wars and destruction and rumors of wars and upheaval and terrorism and this wars and attacking other people and being, you know, attacked and frustrated. People don't understand each other. The cultures are mixing. At the same time, they are different. Each culture wants to dominate other cultures, when the only acceptable culture, of course, is the God culture. If everybody accepts God culture, then we do not have a specific culture for any specific people. They can come together and become united and unified, and that is what this mission is, and this will succeed because it's God's will. And those who have been called for last 2,000 years, they have been in progress, they have been meditating, awakening the spiritual forces. Now they have reached the point, this is called them, and they see the vision and they say, yes, it makes sense. And but if it doesn't make sense to you, you know, then it's not for you. It's just absolutely, it is so easy, because when it makes sense, you have to tell yourself, yes, it just makes sense, and you will come and join us. Do you bless people at this room to be safe? Well, we teach everybody should bless themselves. We teach you to meditate and come close to God. And if you are close to God, so what is the safest place in the world? Being close to the essence of God, and that will be safe. And therefore, we do not recommend anybody to do anything for anybody else, because if somebody else do it for you, you didn't learn how to do it yourself. You know, just like what is better, to give a fish to a hungry man or teach him how to fish itself or himself? Here we teach you how to meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, grow close to God, and then God will bless you and you will be safe. Actually, the safest place on earth is the Communion of Light, and the area, of course, the people who create the Communion of Light. And therefore, it is the, this time is not to heal individual, it's not the to bless individual people, it is to bless the whole earth, it bless and heal the whole humanity, it brings the peace on earth. So, those things, of course, it's fine, you know, it's alright, you know, we're not saying don't say those things, but this is a new teaching, it's a new wine, you have to put in new skin. You have to realize it is your responsibility now to heal yourself. Actually, as Christ said, those who he will take the unclean spirit from them, that unclean spirit goes and finds seven more, and they all come back, they see the house is clean, and the state of the man will become worse than it was before. That means the person who has been healed has not learned how to heal themselves. The person who feels safe by our blessing has not realized that his safetiness is in the coming of light, in the following of the eternal divine path, and the God's will and word. And if they understand that, then they're going to be safe themselves. And therefore we teach responsibility and growth for every individual. This is the time of maturity. This is the time for human, for every individual to mature themselves, and they take the responsibility of their spiritual progress. The way is been shown. The way is been given. The way is the eternal divine path, meditation, awakening of the spiritual forces, contemplation, concentration, chanting, dancing, and all this technique that has been given to humanity to this point. Now it's been given in a greater degree, and therefore man has to progress and grow up for themselves, not look for someone else to heal them, because if somebody else heals me, I don't know how to heal myself, and that person leaves me, now what? I don't know how to do it. This person did, and the spirit comes back with seven more. What am I going to do? I'm going to go and live with that other person just so he can heal me all the time? How do we learn to heal ourselves? By meditation and realize that... Okay. That's another thing about the initiation. Okay. That word that is been revealed in the process of initiation to the fourth level, you will learn the energy, the life force in yourself. You can use that life force to heal yourself if you realize that life force is there. Okay. Even at this point, really our concentration is mostly on the creation of the community of light and kingdom of God on earth, and when that environment is created, there is going to be so little karma created that many people will not get sick. As it says in the Bible, they used to live 800 years, 900 years. How? How did they do that? They knew the life force and they could use it to heal themselves, and also they would not create great karmas, and therefore they would not die as fast, and you know, the way they do it today. So that is another thing in initiation. Those who eventually will receive the fourth part, they know God is with them all the time. And if they really meditate on that and realize the word deeply in themselves, they don't have even meditate formally anymore. They can meditate constantly all the time because they are connected with that energy all the time, and they can go around and do the worldly thing at the same time, be connected to God and His Spirit. That is how you heal yourself. Again, you heal yourself by being in the communion of light. You know, but in the communion of light, of course, you will not have as much stress, as much problems as many people have in their lives, so they will not have that kind of effect in themselves either. So there is many ways mission is being given to humanity, the healing power to heal themselves. But the most important than healing individual is healing the earth, healing the collective consciousness of man, bringing the truth to them. Therefore, just by knowing this vision, just by knowing this revelation, you are already being healed. You are being healed of the disease of the mind and the spirit. You no longer are narrowed by religion and dogmas. You have expanded your mind. You have gone beyond human limits. And therefore, you already been healed a lot more than any other person. But the more important than individual healing and individual striving to improve our own personal thing is to concentrate on the whole humanity and expand our consciousness as God sees the whole universe and realize that we are a part of that universe. Indeed, our healing is based on the healing of the universe. The more we consider our own healing, we are concentrating in a very small portion of the universe. The more we concentrate on the universe, the more universe is healed, so will we. And so expand your mind, see the vision, realize what God is calling you for, and heal the humanity, heal the teaching, heal the religion, heal man to expand their realization and become one another. And as you heal them, you will learn how to heal yourself in a greater degree. But if you concentrate only on healing yourself, still you separate yourself from the rest of the universe, and your healing will not last very long, because your healing depends upon the whole universe. That's the whole base of the teaching. You cannot go to the pure consciousness by yourself. You cannot reach that high state without the rest of the struggling unconsciousness to reach and go to God. And that is another thing humanity have to realize, that individual progress depends on the collective progress. They cannot separate themselves from the collectivity. And if they realize that, then they do not seek the personal healing or personal safety, but they will realize that their personal, they don't have to listen to these, but they will come back next lifetime in the places they have no choice, but they understand too. Yes, catch 22. I can hear God, so how do I test the spirit? Okay. Well, that is where you have to realize that God said this revelation will come. God said that the seventh seal will be open. God said there is going to be seven angels, seven revelation. Therefore, it is from God. I have to accept and trust this spirit first before I can eventually, test the spirit that I can feel within myself. So, intellectually at least, you can come to an educated conclusion that yes, God said all those things, and now it is here, and indeed, I am the, and I've been called for it, and I find it, and now I'm here, and therefore, we have no choice to accept this spirit from God. If you do that intellectually, then you really follow what is being asked you to follow, then eventually, it is a promise that you will also experience the spirit of God. That is the first step, is to prove yourself this is from God. Okay, and if it's not, if it's from God, then you have no choice but to follow and see that realization. So if you do that, then spirit of God will eventually come to you. But if you want to receive the spirit first and then follow this teaching, it's going to be pretty hard, because even the elect is going to take them 1,000 years before they become a son of God. That's what exactly the scripture says. So good luck. I hope you do. I hope you feel the spirit of God. And then if you feel the spirit of God, then again, you don't have any choice but to say, yes, indeed, this is the spirit that sent the revelation from God. Go ahead, Shirin. Shirin, go ahead. You have your hands up.
I think I've got a lag here. Salam, Maitreya. I hope the sound is coming through. In this age of instant everything, instant messages, instant TV, instant food, instant everything, it seems like the byproduct of this instant culture is that we don't know how to create dedication. And I was wondering if you could expand more on what really dedication is.
Very good question. Yeah, dedication is the ability to become dedicated to something that is in a higher level of thought and understanding. That is very good observation that, yes, we want the instant coffee, instant tea, instant everything, and we want instant God. It's not going to happen. God is not instant. Actually, in a sense, it is instant in this time, because by understanding the technique of the meditation we have given humanity, they will realize God in a much greater degree than ever before. They have to meditate for hundreds of lifetimes before they even realize that a stillness between the breathing is the greatest part of realizing God. But becoming that stillness between the breathing by having a lot of instant coffee is impossible. Okay? The more you eat meat and coffee and rajasic food and tamasic food, the less that energy will be realized. Okay? And then, therefore, those people really want to realize the Spirit of God, they have to realize the base of the Spirit and the truth, and it has been actually made it much easier than it used to be, but still it needs dedication, and dedication means to see the Word of God and not craving to reach Him with force or by expecting this happen to you very easily. So, it is indeed a catch-22. It is a period of time that humanity is not willing to give in easily to the truth of God. But that's okay. That is why, unfortunately, that tribulation is going to come. And that is the destruction will come to humanity. And man have no choice to eventually slow down, just relax, and go and read the Word of God and become one with it. And that is actually a struggle probably the mission is going through and the whole humanity is going through, is that this generation, as you say, everything has to be instant and right away, and if it doesn't happen, then that's no good. But it's not going to be like that, and humanity has to learn that, be dedicated, more discerning, and become greater degree into the Word of God, and realize how to, reach Him. That is very, very good observation, Shirin, and probably we have to teach our children to become more dedicated in their life. Okay, I have a question. I don't want to argue at all, but I would like to know how the Maitreya is the messenger of God even after Baha'u'llah said that there would be no more messenger of God for thousands of his revelation. Well, actually, it has been answered, that question has been answered many times, and it is in also in our website that the answer has been given, and that 1,000 years was not to Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah was not the seventh angel, and he never claimed to be the seventh angel. Even Abdu'l-Bahá himself, clearly talks about the coming of the seventh angel and his kingdom, and therefore, how can seventh angel come and 1,000 years will be for Baha'i teaching? And also, clearly God says, the only religion God says is not perfect is the teaching of the Baha'i, that God says is not perfect. It's not, they glorify their messenger instead of God, and Baha'u'llah doesn't mean the glory of God as the many Baha'is claim. The glory of God is Jalalullah, not Baha'u'llah, and therefore many things in the Baha'i teaching, even Baha'u'llah wrote many things himself, and then he threw them into the river. How can that be the last revelation or revelation of 1,000 years if somebody reveals something and then say people are not ready for it, throw it into the thing? This is in our website, it's been explained many times why that 1,000 years is not referring to Baha'u'llah, and you can find it in our website easily. So it's just the first question for all of you is to see, this is from God. This is a revelation I have sent to you. This is the prophet of God have come to you. And that is the understanding to you have to realize by yourself first. The rest of your questions really will be answered. And those are human questions mostly today that we received was, the question that human, that they have not realized what this revelation is, will bring up to our mind. So the first step, if we realize that, we will not come even close to, being resistant to the things that is going to be to us. Thank you. I'll check it out. I'd really like to hear the Maitreya. So good, sure. You're welcome here and see it. There is a lot of truth here, and Baha'i, of course, it is a part of our teaching and is from God, but it is not, of course, perfect, and it is not the last revelation, and even God said shortly after Baha'i teaching the last revelation will come in the Bible. Go ahead, Zanjani.
Question I have is about the name of the God in the Persian language. In Persian language, Khuda comes as the meaning of know yourself, and is this mean that if you know yourself, then you are God and you are a spirit? I want to know what is your take on that, and what is the root of this Khuda. Thank you.
Exactly, Lanjani. Actually, Khud and Khuda come from the same roots. When they say Khuda, and Khud is the reflection of Khuda, or God, just like Atman and Atman in Hinduism. Atman with the small a is Khud, or self, or person, and Atman with the a, with a large a, or capital A, is God. And the goal of the Hinduism actually is when Atman and Atman realize they are one and there is no separation between them. Of course, the word Khud and Khuda have come from Zoroastrian background religion to Persian language. And of course, Persian were a part of Aryan race who came from Europe, and they split to two. One of them went to India and continue to be Hindu and mix with the African descent who came from the part of the Africa which split from Africa and came to Asia and went underneath Asia and pushed Asia higher to Himalayas, and is still raising every year a couple of inches. And they mix with the native there. And even now, if you can see, the north of India are whiter than the south of India, because northern Indian mixed with the Aryans who were white and came from Europe, and Persian came also in the from Azerbaijan and Khorasan and from the north west of Persia, and eventually came all the way down to South Persia, and they received a prophet Zoroaster, and they follow Zoroastrian, and then Zoroaster of course taught them that Aryan knew Khud and Khuda is the same. Even if you look at the symbology of the European Celtics and all the people in the past, they have swastika and many symbols that Hindu use, and of course Hindu, European and Persian language all came from the same root, and therefore they know Khud and Khuda is the same, and Self and God are one. Even Bible said, be still and know that I am God, and Bible said you have been created in the image of God. So all those things are the indication that Self, Khud and God, Khuda, are from the same essence, that they are one. And of course the Persian came all the way, and even Abraham was a Persian who went to south of Iraq and founded the Hebrew religion, and of course Arabs also are the children of the same being, Abram or Abraham. So you can see a lot of Persian blood is in Arabs and Jews, and now Jews are against Muslim and Iranian, and they're fighting with each other when they all came from the same roots, and they do not realize that they are brothers and sisters. So we can see, you know, these things have to be realized with all of them. They have come together and become unified. So you are right, absolutely. Khud means come from the same root as the essence, as Khuda, and same thing as Atman and Atman, or Self and God. They are all one. We are all in the image of God. That doesn't mean that every self or Khud created the universe. The essence or the center of the universe created the universe, which is the what American Indian called the Great Spirit. But that Great Spirit and that Small Spirit are the same. All right, I leave you guys all to God. Again, meditate on these words. Bring your consciousness and energy in a higher level. See the truth of this revelation. Go and study our teachings. Become one with them. And realize that indeed this explains the mystical path, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Kabbalism, saints in Christianity, Sufis, and every other teaching that says you can know God, just like that Muslim who become Sufis jump of joy and say, "I'm Allah, I am God." He has realized the oneness of the Self and Khud and Khuda, and don't know that Judaism is a part of God, and this revelation, Christianity is a part of this revelation, Islam is a part of this revelation, Baha'is are a part of this revelation. They are all unified. God indeed has been gracious to humanity to send this revelation to show them the way back to God. Be good, be God, and see you next week. Salam.